André Gatelin, a former member of French Parliament, met with disregard for Greenland when he started writing papers about its strategic importance more than a decade ago. "Everybody told me I was ridiculous," he says. Greenland is no laughing matter for Europe today. President Donald Trump is ramping up talk about taking control of the Danish territory, which sits in the increasingly important Arctic region and is rich with mineral reserves. We've got that story for you right after our briefs, as well as pieces on Iran and Venezuela's oil. It's Thursday, January 8th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Syrian government and Kurdish forces clashed in the Syrian city of Aleppo, in what marked the largest military confrontation between the two sides since the fall of the Assad regime. Missiles, suicide drones, and snipers displaced thousands of Syrians from northern Aleppo on Wednesday. The fighting comes as talks collapse between Damascus and Kurdish leaders over integrating the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces into the Syrian army and the future shape of Syria's constitution, as called for in a March 2024 agreement. A federal agent shot a woman in Minneapolis, who subsequently died, officials say, amid a surge in immigration enforcement in that Minnesota city. The Department of Homeland Security claims a violent rioter attempted to kill officers with her vehicle. Mayor Jacob Frey denies that account and has told Immigration and Customs Enforcement to leave. The Minneapolis police chief thanked locals on the scene who remained peaceful and called for calm. The Trump administration has targeted Minneapolis over fraud claims involving the Somali community. Also, Democratic presidential hopeful Rahm Emanuel is making an appearance in a state he has praised for its education turnaround, Mississippi. Mr. Emanuel, former Chicago mayor and United States ambassador to Japan, has touted what is sometimes known as the Mississippi Miracle, the state's jump from almost last place in reading to ninth in a decade. While some researchers say other factors may have played a role, Mr. Emanuel commended the state for focusing on teacher training and phonics and not getting caught up in culture wars. Now, today's Monitor Stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. After directing military action in Venezuela, President Donald Trump appears to be eyeing Greenland again. That is challenging Europe's understanding of its relationship with the U.S. and whether it can respond effectively to Mr. Trump's demands. Anna Mulrine Grobe and Mark Sappenfield report from Brussels and Berlin for The Monitor. Iran's leaders are juggling chronic economic malaise caused by years of mismanagement, corruption, and U.S.-led sanctions, with a growing expectation of military conflict with Israel or, following President Donald Trump's threats, the United States. Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. Following the U.S. takeover of Venezuela, President Trump wants American companies to produce oil from that South American country's vast reserves. But the cost and the political instability caused by the U.S. intervention make companies wary. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. The documentation of society, once the purview of traditional media, is being increasingly challenged by non-traditional reporters, as evidenced by influencer Nick Shirley's viral video on Minnesota fraud. It triggered dramatic White House action, even amid questions about the veracity of his claims. Patrick Johnson reports for The Monitor. Monasteries and nunneries worldwide have embraced the digital era to advance their missions. They use social media to get their messages out, attract new followers to their faiths, and stoke interest in religious vocations. Contributor Avides Hajidan reports from Venice, Italy, for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on why Iran's protests are different this time. Since 1979, the militant meddling of the Islamic Republic of Iran has thrown the Middle East off balance. Now, after nearly 2 weeks of mass protests across most of the country, the people of Iran might have unbalanced the regime, although not yet in any material way. The number of protesters on the streets since December 28th is not as large as protests in 2009 and 2022-23. And this time, the triggering issue is steep inflation and a devalued currency, not a rigged election or the killing of a young woman for showing her hair. But today's protesters have shown high admiration for a few heroes who exemplify a dignity eagerly asserted by Iranians, and which highlights how much the people have eroded the regime's claim to moral supremacy. Just before the protests began, Iranians were glued to a BBC documentary, Taraneh, about acclaimed film actress Taraneh Alidusti. Jailed briefly for her resistance to the regime and then banned from working in movies, her calm and selfless demeanor, especially in wearing no headscarf, ignited a social media storm. Her story, the BBC stated, is emblematic of broader aspirations for a freer Iran grounded in dignity. Alidusti reminds us that the struggle over Iran's future is fought not only on the negotiating table and on the battlefield, but also in the quiet, costly decision to speak and to remain standing, wrote Negar Karamati, a former U.S.-based Persian language news editor, in the Jerusalem Post. Then, as the protests revved up, a video went viral of a lone, hooded man sitting on a street in Tehran trying to block police officers on motorcycles. While questions remain about whether the video was altered, it nonetheless triggered memories of the iconic image of Tank Man on China's Tiananmen Square in 1989. And it inspired artists to depict the man's composed bravery. Another inspiration was an Instagram video by a man who, after being shot during a protest, appealed to the riot police by saying, "I am just like you, by God." He also, bravely, gave his real name. All of this fits into what Menachem Meravi, a historian of modern Iran, described as Iranians quietly constructing an alternative moral order rooted in dignity, bodily autonomy, and truth-telling. This bottom-up civil religion now challenges the core of the Islamic Republic's political theology more effectively than any party or organized opposition, he wrote in Foreign Policy last month. The new moral framework relies on a Persian meaning for dignity, or karamat, divine grace, which protesters describe as the core of ethical life, or giving without expecting anything in return. The regime's lost moral authority cannot be reversed through repression alone, Dr. Meravi stated. A political system can endure material crises, but enduring a crisis of meaning is harder. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, when we are willing to let God's goodness cleanse our own hearts of anger, hate, and despair, we become part of a movement of healers. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Tim Malone, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.